Welcome to the Martin Bailey Photography Podcast, sponsored by WebSpy. It's June 15th, 2009, and this is episode 199. Today we're going to be taking a look at the three images that received the most votes from their peers in the June 2009 photography assignment on the theme of everything in focus. This was an interesting assignment again, following on from the nothing in focus assignment in May. If you want to take a look at the images that everybody submitted, then look at the Everything in Focus album on the assignment section, under the assignment section, I should say, at www.mbpgalleries.com. Before we do get into the main topic, I'd like to say a big thank you to our sponsors, WebSpy, the Internet Monitoring Analysis and Reporting Specialists. To find out more about WebSpy and their products, go to the websby.com/MBP page and use the discount code MBPWSY for a 10% discount on all purchases. So in usual assignment winner announcement podcast style, I'm going to be doing today's podcast pretty much ad lib and clicking through the winning images along with you. Of course, if you listen to the enhanced podcast in iTunes or on your iPod or iPhone, the images will change automatically as we progress. But if not, you can follow along on the web. There's a link in the show notes, but basically there's going to be a scores page that shows the three winning images. And I'll be fixing the link to the page under the gallery, the gallery toolbar there at the top of the martinbaileyphotography.com website within the next, maybe tonight, but maybe over the next few days. But you can usually just click to that scores page from the bottom of the gallery menu as well. And also I'll be putting some links into the blog that I've started to put show notes on recently as well. There's usually some graphs on this scores page, but I've just spent an hour or two trying to fix it as we sort of switch over to a new batch, a new sort of 6 month series. I've been trying to fix it for the last few hours, can't quite get it working. So I've left the graphs out for now. But I will hopefully be getting that fixed for next time. And then we'll be able to see not only the scores that people received, but also the accumulated scores as we move into this six series assignment. When we get to the end of that six series of the six series assignment or six assignment series, whichever way you want to look at it, we will be awarding three amazing prizes that our sponsors WebSpy have enabled us to offer this time. And I'll give you a little bit more details about that later on. For now, let's jump right in and start looking at the three images that raked in the most votes for the Everything in Focus assignment. So remember as well that, if you're one of the people that, I'm not sure how many people actually do this, but I usually call out a number for the images when we're going through the podcasts. And that's because you can go to the podcasts menu at the website and type in the number and jump straight to the image if you want to. You can, of course, find the thumbnails on the podcast page or now the blog. Yeah, there's loads of different ways you can do this. But what you need to remember is that when we're looking at members' images, you have to put an M before the number. So I'll call it out with that if you do use that method of looking. But in third place, we have Edwin C's image, Slam Dunk, and that's image number M13198. And I'm just going to do a bit of clicking around here, like I say, to get this image up. So this is, it's a great, very, very sharp image. Obviously, the assignment was everything in focus. And what we can see here is in England, we'd call this a yacht. It's probably a sailing boat. I'm not quite sure. But basically, it's a beautiful sort of sailing boat, yacht, whatever, leaning over at an angle that looks like it's because the sails are sort of inflated one half and then the other way. It looks as though it's making a turning maneuver or something. But basically, there's some really nice sea spray coming up, And the sea itself is just an amazing, I want to say cobalt blue. I'm not sure if that's what the right word, but it's like a turquoisey sort of blue, very nice color. And you can see that the white of the breakers, the, you know, or the waves that are in sharp focus right from the very foreground way into the distance, and then right up to the horizon we can see the clouds in focus. Lovely sharp image. And so, you know, obviously Edwin C has gone to maybe not a lot of trouble, but at least, you know, kept the assignment in mind while doing the, you know, making this shot. I scroll down and can see that the aperture was f/11 for 400th of a second with ISO 400. So, you know, keeping the exposure and the speed, the shutter speed in mind, you know, selecting a good ISO to make sure that you can get a deep depth of field and get everything in sharp focus, even though there's a lot of action in the shot. So thought gone into this. And obviously, you know, everyone has thought that it's worthy of the votes, because Edwin C here got third place. So congratulations there. A great shot. You know, I should also note that I do like the composition as well, with the sailing boat sort of taking up vertically, you know, a whole half of the screen. But Edwin's resisted putting it in the center of the shot. It's not exactly on a third either, you know, so it could be sort of argued that it's down the if you split the main subject up, you know, the center of it probably is running down the left third line, but he's left lots of room on the right for the yacht to move into, the sailing boat to move into. So, you know, nice, relaxed sort of composition, and I think it works really well. And like I say, I obviously you all do too, because many of you voted for this image. So congratulations again to Edwin C, and we'll just go back and take a look at the second place winner. And this, you know, I when I'm voting, I try not to think of whose images they are. There are ways to see this, but you know, we've removed usernames and things like that from the images. But as soon as I saw this, I knew that it was a BK secret. It's our friend Landon Michelson's shot. It's just, you know, it's very much his style. You know, I think the location as well, it was pretty easy, at least for me, to figure out who shot this. But congratulations to Landon on image M13243. And this is titled Next Thunderstorm. And basically it's a black and white image that has a number, maybe 5, 6, 7 sort of rocks or boulders in a river in the foreground that are in perfectly sharp focus. And then we have an expanse of water. And then over in the distance there, we have some mountains, again, very, very sharp. And then we've got a cloud gathering, you know, I guess this is the next thunderstorm, a cloud sort of building above the mountains and then billowing up into the sky. And everything's just really very sharp focus. I'm going to scroll down again and see what the aperture of f/13. So, you know, Landon's obviously thought about this. It's with a focal length of 12 millimeters, you know, you're really talking very deep depth of field anyway. But going down to aperture f/13 is going to just ensure, as it's turned out, that everything is in sharp focus from the very foreground right into the distance, into the mountains. And the black and white conversion has been done very well as well. I'm thinking that maybe, you know, it might have been because of the effect of the polarizer, or maybe there's been a bit of a vignette either applied afterwards or in shooting. It's actually not very even. The left side is deeper than the right, so it probably is the color of the sky, but it's got some very nice dark corners at the top. And so you know, it just all sort of, it helps to balance out the image. You know, you've got the beautiful white cloud there, and if the sky behind it was just single tone, the same gray all the way up to the top of the frame, I don't think it would be as balanced as this, but having those dark corners up the top there do help to balance it out, and it just works. It's a typical Landon shot, you know, high quality, and just, you know, like I say, just works. So congratulations to Landon there for second place, and it's just a great shot. So I'm going to move on and take a look at the winner, and this is Mr. Nikon, and the image is number M13433, and it's called Drought. Now, I love this shot. I think it's, you know, it's powerful. It's, you know, we've got a looks like cracked mud on the ground or something. You know, you'd be, from the angle that you're looking at it, you'd be forgiven for thinking it was like a rock face or something, because it looks as though we're looking slightly, you know, it's going slightly further away as it goes to the top of the image. And it's almost like, looks like a vertical rock face, but because of the cracks, I'm guessing it's ground. And there's a human hand that's basically just cropped pretty heavily, just, you know, around the wrist. But it's digging into the mud, and just, you know, it looks sort of panicky, sort of, you know, distressed, and, you know, the angle of the fingers and everything looks like it's someone who's really sort of, you know, maybe trying to drag themselves out of the desert in the drought, which is the title of the image. But I've got slightly mixed feelings about this image, because you know, obviously everybody thinks it, including myself, everyone thinks it's a great shot because it's been voted as number one. But I'm not quite sure it's, you know, everything is in focus, but it's not the sort of image that would have been difficult to get everything in focus. You know, it's not as though there's sort of something in the foreground and there's something way in the background. So I'm not quite sure that it fully sort of, you know, matches the theme. But it is an excellent photo. And so, you know, obviously I would never dream of sort of overruling the, you know, what you guys decide is the best. And this is, you know, obviously, like I say, an amazingly cool shot. And so, you know, congratulations to Mr. Nikon here. Mr. Nikon, that's Dave, I think. It's been a while since I checked through the names, but so congratulations there. Amazing shot. Again, a beautiful black and white conversion. And here probably has a post-processing vignette that's been added, again, to great effect. Having the dark corners here and then the lighter grey in the mud, the cracked mud, it just adds again to the drama. Very well balanced, and just an amazing shot. You know, it's like we keep saying on the forum, the only thing that I don't like about this shot is that I didn't take it. It's one of those that you just want to have the vision and the forethought to take a shot like this. So I should probably say make a shot in this case, because he definitely there's some planning gone into this, and it's just a great shot. Can't say it enough. So congratulations to Mr. Nikon, and I'm going to just go back now to the notes that I have made. So as I mentioned in earlier on in the podcast, this June assignment was the start of a series of six monthly assignments until the end of November, and the prizes for this have been made possible by our sponsors WebSpy. There's a post on my blog with details of the prizes, which I'll put a link to that blog post in the show notes. But just to quickly recap, the third place prize winner will receive every issue of Lenswork Extended up to and until December this year. And that's when, obviously, we'll know, the middle of December is when we'll know who's won the six-month accumulated votes prize. And that's basically 29 issues of Lenswork Extended, and that's just an incredible prize. So once again, I want to thank the folks over at Lenswork for arranging such a great prize for us. The second prize will be a Lens Baby composer. And again, you know, this is just amazing and will open many creative doors to the winner. And I've been out over in the Oyu Lase Mountain stream area over this last week, There's a bunch of shots up on my website right now that I've just posted, 26 shots in total. And I think three or four of them, including one from the morning in a different area, were shot with the Lens Baby Composer, and I'm loving it. I also made a post about this, like a mini review on my blog a few weeks ago, with the initial sort of shots on the day that it arrived. But it really is, it's sharp. You know, that I didn't used to really like the old Lens Babies. I had a Lens Baby version 1 and a version 2. Never really liked the fact that they, you know, that you had to sort of hold it in place as you were, you know, to focus. I didn't buy the third generation with the little sticks and screws and things on there, because it just looked a little bit awkward to me, and I was never that happy with the quality of the glass, it was plastic, I believe. So even when you had like a 5.6 aperture ring in there, so you should have a little bit of depth of field, they never really sharpened up. They just weren't, the image quality in the sweet spot was just not there for me. And so although I used them a little bit, they quickly fell out of favor. But the Lens Baby Composer is different. I think it's got two elements, but they're sharp. You know, it basically is going to give you a sharp, sharp image where you want it to be. And then the drop off in the sort of the sharpness as it goes out into away from the sweet spot is just, it's that amazing, beautiful. It's like having bokeh around the edges, without, you know, the, having to actually use the depth of field in the normal conventional way before and behind the point that you're focusing on. So I've done a little bit of work with that over this last week, and very impressed still with the quality of the lens and the quality of the images that I'm getting from it. So check those out if you're interested. And the first placed winner for the 6 month accumulated assignments will receive a Sigma 50mm f1.4 EXDG HXHSM lens. And this is again just an amazing prize for the first place winner. If the winner already has this lens, or for some reason really just simply does not want it, then they can exchange that for a $500 B&H gift voucher. So, you know, just great prizes all around there. You know, I have seen a little jump in the participation, maybe because it was a slightly easier assignment, but also because hopefully people have got these prizes in mind. And I really just hope that, that it encourages all to get out there and work on these assignments a little bit more. And, you know, as I've said before, the assignments help us to become better photographers. So even if you don't win, even if you don't get many votes, just sort of having a slightly different look on things, just going out and shooting with something else in mind will definitely help your photography. And I should note, I mean, I rarely go out just to shoot for an assignment. It happens, but I normally just keep it in the back of my mind while I'm shooting normally, and then I'll try and sort of, it gets me thinking differently. It gets me thinking of different things and different ways to approach shots, and I'll generally pop a few off while I'm out shooting something else. So you don't really have to go out of your way either. Just keep it in mind, and you can still sometimes get something for it. Obviously, the people that do go to more trouble and set up a shot if it's necessary will probably end up with more votes, and hence get a better chance of getting their mitts on one of these great prizes. So you know, leave it up to you, but it's the participation that counts, I think, as much as anything else. And as a reminder, the July assignment that we're now 2 weeks into is backlit but not silhouette. And your main subject will need to be backlit, but you should set your exposure for the main subject, even if that means that the brighter background totally blows out. And someone asked earlier this week in the forum if fill flash for the main subject is accessible, acceptable, and the answer is yes, that's fine. Any standard photographic procedure is fine, yeah, but you know, you just can't mess around with it too much in post-processing, like, you know, merging shots together and things. You can find the assignment rules and guidelines in the assignment forum at martinbaileyphotography.com. Your entries should be uploaded to the assignment gallery at mbpgalleries.com by the last day of July. And that's when I'll start the voting system up. And then 2 weeks after that, again, we'll, like today, we'll see who or which three people made the best job of the assignment. So that's almost it for this week. Once again, I just want to say a quick thank you to our sponsors, WebSpy. To find out more about WebSpy products, visit webspy.com/MVP. That's our very own landing page. Use the discount code MVPWSY for a 10% discount on all purchases. And a quick reminder as well that if you're on Twitter, please do follow me. If you want to hear the probably the quickest way to find out what I'm up to these days, or to hear when I release podcasts or blog posts, is Twitter. So if you're interested in that, then please do follow me. And my Twitter name is Martin Bailey with no space. And if you're not familiar with Twitter, then just go to twitter.com. That's twitter.com/Martin Bailey. And then you can see all of my posts there. But it's a pretty cool thing. You know, you can only type up to 140 characters. So it gets you thinking about how you write things as well. But if you're not already into that, I recommend you give it a bit of a try. And do follow me. And I generally follow people back if some of your tweets, they don't all have to be, but if some of your tweets are photography related, I'll generally follow you back. But you know, if you don't tweet about photography at all, then maybe I won't. But you know, either way, I generally follow people back if they are good enough to follow me and have an interest in photography. I can also be found on Facebook at facebook.com/martin.bailey, and you can find me on Flickr as well at flickr.com/photos/martin_bailey. And I'll be back next week with the 200th Martin Bailey Photography Podcast, so be sure to check that out. And in the meantime, you have a great week whatever you're doing. Bye bye. Martin Bailey Photography Podcast is a proud member of the Photocast Network. Find this and other great photography podcasts at photocastnetwork.com.